We have come too far to turn back now. We've come too far to let our hearts grow faint. Now's the time to keep pushing forward, to educate all our kids and train all our workers, create new jobs, bring our troops home, care for our veterans, broaden opportunity, grow our middle class, restore our democracy, and make sure that no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, no matter how you started up, no matter what your last name is, you can make it here in America if you try. In Wisconsin, that's why I need your vote.
This is a campaign about America and about the future we're going to leave our children. We thank you. We ask you to stay at it all the way to victory on Tuesday night. Tomorrow, we begin a new tomorrow. Tomorrow, we begin a better tomorrow. This nation is going to begin to change for the better tomorrow. Your work is making a difference. The people of the world are watching. The people of America are watching.
Yes, indeed, Americans have gone to the polls. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney are still campaigning hard. Although, for the record, billions of dollars spent on this election, I'm always staggered by how few Americans actually vote. This is the world's largest democracy, people, but you don't need to vote to get involved. 4 years ago, then-Senator Obama managed to mobilise thousands upon thousands of volunteers to campaign on his behalf. Among those hordes was a nine-year-old, Lorenzo Rivera, of Chicago. He was put to work on the phones, and here he is in action back in 2008.
Hello, this is Barbara. My name is Lorenzo and I'm 9 years old. I'm a volunteer with the Obama campaign. How are you?
Obama is a candidate running for president.
Not Diana, Obama.
Well, he's a candidate running for president. He's a candidate running for president of the United States of America. No, Hillary is running for president. Obama. Hope you have a wonderful day.
From the HBO documentary by, it's called By the People, The Election of Barack Obama, a behind-the-scenes look at the 2008 election. Well, 4 years on, Lorenzo Rivera is now 14 years old, and we were curious to hear his impressions of President Obama's first term in office and how he's seen the election campaign so far. Life Matters producer Jane Shields went sleuthing, tracking him down, and he joins us on the line from his home in Chicago. Welcome to Life Matters, Lorenzo.
It's nice to be here.
It must make you smile hearing your nine-year-old self.
Oh, yeah, I feel a lot different from when I was 9 years old back then.
Take us back to when you were nine. Why did you, at age nine, want to get involved in Obama's campaign?
Well, ever since I've been growing up, I've always been involved in politics. I mean, my dad, he works for an alderman in our area, Edward Burke, and I'd always been involved in politics and election races when it came to aldermen and judges and things of that sort. So when the presidential election came around, I was really eager to get involved and get ready to help. So I asked if I could help, and I got on board.
You sure did. I mean, here you were at age nine. You couldn't vote in the election. You still can't vote at age 14. What was it about politics that attracted you so much? Because many Americans, Lorenzo, don't choose to vote.
Well, I just think it's really cool that we actually have the power to elect who we want to be in office. And unlike other countries, you know, we're free and we're able to decide, you know, what we want our future to look like as a people. And I really find that interesting and I want to be a part of it. And so that's what I do.
Was it just your parents that drew you to the Obama campaign in particular, or was it something in your nine-year-old self that appealed to you about Obama then?
I mean, Obama was from my home state, and, you know, I remember when he was running for senator, and so I already had known about him, and he seemed pretty cool, and I really liked his ideas, and I just felt that we needed change. So it was mostly me when it came to the Obama campaign, but my parents really supported me, and they were able to get me to where I am now.
Well, reflecting on on the last 4 years and your interest in the need for change, have you witnessed the change that you thought would happen under Obama? What's been your impression of his first term in office?
I think that when we were going into, you know, the election, the economy was on a basically free-falling, and I think that Obama has done a good job in getting it back on course. I'm not really, I guess satisfied with how it's been so far, but it's a lot better than it was before, and I think he's the right person, and I think he's going to keep us going on the right road.
So I'm interested to know a little more there. Why aren't you as satisfied as you might be? What has disappointed you about the last 4 years?
I think that the recovery has been a lot slower than he said it would be, and I don't think these 4 years have done as they should have. But, I mean, it's not as bad as it could have been under, you know, someone like Romney, where I don't think that he has the right, he has a future in mind.
Well, you supported Obama. It looks like, though, Mitt Romney is giving Obama a good run for his money. What do you think of Romney's campaign?
I don't really think he has a campaign. I think that he changes his mind so much that you don't really know what his real ideas are. So I'd really like to know what he really thinks, and it's kind of scary.
Why?
Because when you actually don't know what a candidate thinks, for example, he keeps changing his idea on foreign policy and health care especially, and when you're running for president, you have to have a clear idea so that the people know exactly what you're running for. Like Obama, he's always sticking to his ideas. Even if you don't agree with him, you know what he's actually, you know, going for and what he believes in. Whereas Romney, you're not as sure.
Are some of your friends as politically engaged and interested as you?
Not really. I mean, but I think that I'm a lot different from a lot of other kids, and the reason that I really, you know, took a liking to Barack Obama is because his background is sort of like mine, and that, you know, he didn't grow up from the richest family like Romney, and he wasn't a trust fund baby. He was more of a work hard type and get into the best college by working hard. And so, I mean, he's basically pretty much my role model, even though I don't agree with everything he does.
How is he a role model? What's been your own story that means that Barack Obama connects with you so much?
I mean, I'm growing up with a single parent. You know, I'm only raised by one parent. And Obama grew up with the same thing, and he was able to overcome that. And, you know, a lot of struggles in his life where his dad left. I'm lucky to have my dad here. And, I mean, I'm pretty poor, too, just like him. And but, you know, he made it, and so I want to be just like him and go to the best schools.
Do we envisage a career in politics?
Hopefully. I mean, but that's what I'd like to do with my life.
But then education's first, isn't it? And how important, what sort of value do you place on your own education in terms of thinking through your own future as people like Barack Obama and Mitt Romney talk about your future on your behalf?
I think that education's really the most important thing. Like right now, I'm trying to get into the best high school and trying to go to the best college. And, you know, I just really want a candidate who will help me do that and not, you know, take away loans or make it harder for me to pay for college.
Back to the election. In Australia, Lorenzo, it's the law. We have to vote. It's compulsory. I wonder what your view is about the fact that so few people in America seem to participate in elections because it's voluntary.
I think that a lot of people are just not interested. And what really gets me angry is that you'll have a lot of people who will just, you know, they won't vote and they'll say they're not interested. And then they complain when something goes wrong or they don't like the way something's being run. The thing about America is you get to choose whether you can vote or not, and it really gives you a power, but you have to utilize that power.
And somehow people choose not to. Perhaps they're disillusioned, perhaps they're sad about or frustrated at the politics, so they don't feel like their vote will count for much.
Yeah, and that's absolutely not true. Every vote counts, and you really have to, that's basically how you speak your mind.
Are you supporting, well, obviously you're supporting Obama. You haven't volunteered quite as much this time, I gather. Why is that?
Well, it's mostly been because of school, and I'm really, 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 really working on school and trying to get into the best high school and sports programs and that kind of stuff. But I still have been involved. I mean, I went to Ohio, and we went door to door. And so I still went down there, and I still, you know, I'm watching the news every day. And I've been making my videos, and so I've still been involved.
And Ohio is, of course, the battleground state that is being contested in this election, isn't it? So it's a very sensitive terrain.
Yeah. I mean, it's really, you know, it could go either way, and it actually is very key to the election.
So what's your tip? Who do you think will win? Based on the, we know who you want to win. Who do you think will win based on your reading of the coverage and analysis and the campaign so far?
I think that it's going to be extremely, extremely close. But in the end, I think that Obama will slip away by a little bit just because in the polls he's up by a little bit. And I think that he has Ohio and the Electoral College.
Lorenzo, a final question to you. If he does get in, you've expressed that you don't agree with everything that Obama has done during his first term. What would you like him to do differently? What policies would you like him to focus on in the next term if he does indeed get in?
I would like to see him focus more on green jobs and focus more on education and making it so that, you know, we can not have to rely on oil as much and have more alternative fuel sources, and also bring the debt crisis down, because that's the most important thing.
Lorenzo, I do know, though, that you have offered Obama, President Obama, an interesting dare should he win the election. What is that?
Oh, that I dare him that if he won the election that he couldn't beat me in a basketball game.
Do you think you'd win?
Oh, of course I'd win.
Thank you very much for joining us, and good luck with the election.
Thank you.
And we're going to stay in touch with Lorenzo Rivera and his father. And apparently Barack Obama likes to play a spot of basketball on election day. He thinks it brings him good luck. So the dare is there, Obama, if you want it. I dare say we'll be seeing and hearing more about Lorenzo in the US political landscape in the years ahead. He doesn't get to vote himself for another 4 years. So 2016, here we come. And we've linked to a very endearing clip of Lorenzo when he was 9 working those phones as part of the campaign. Do you know it's Oz Music Month? A fabulous musician coming up next.